The first is to maintain our operation, what we call our response operation. So it means to ensure that all medical team goes in the field and respond to every alert that you have in the country. In addition, this year, what the government has requested and engaged on is to vaccinate a much larger population than it was ever done. So that vaccination is planned to take place in one department, the Department of the Centre. The department counts with 750,000 people. So that will be the first time to make such a large vaccination in the country. We expect that, you know, with vaccine being available and donor support, we will be able to make it by the end of the year.
So how effective is the vaccine today?
In Haiti, the first time it has been implemented was in 2012. So we start knowing very well the vaccine. We start in Haiti, it has been very well accepted by the population. It has an efficacy of 65%. So it's very important that auditors don't believe that with the application of vaccine, cholera will be eliminated. It will be a strong contributor to it, but all experts, this is what the WHO expert required in the meeting we have we had in Haiti in last April, is to ensure that that vaccine is applied to a population that has also an increased access to chlorinated water. So everybody is expected to have an improved access to chlorinated water at home, either by chlorinating the water themselves, household chlorination, or through the water system. Approximately half of the population receive water through the water distribution system, but is not chlorinated regularly.
You were mentioning the Department du Centre near the Dominican Republic border. How did you select this geographic area?
The department has been selected because there is a permanence of cholera that has been very, very insistent. And we have now several hotspots, we call it the red zones, in which the cholera has been persisting there for more than 2 years. So in spite of all the measures that have been implemented, those measures are very useful, by the way, but in spite of those measures, so it has not been enough. So we are trying now to increase the response to cholera by adding the double measure, water chlorinate at home, and oral cholera vaccine.
The big issue also is money, how to finance this campaign. So far today, how many donors do you have, and is it enough?
Look, indeed, money is an issue. It's an issue for several reasons. You know that the political context in Haiti is not easy. It's a government of transition. Haiti has received quite a lot of support after the earthquake, so there's a certain donor fatigue. There are hot issues in the world, Syria, South Sudan, you name it. So this means that, generally speaking, Haiti receives less and less money. So in that context, it's certainly not easy. To make it even more difficult, cholera started in 2010 in Haiti. So the number of cases have decreased dramatically. There was, 700,000 cases in total. Now we are at a level of 30,000 cases a year. So it's still massive. But so this means that the donor also have a certain fatigue. So we hope that with that renewed strategy, by the combining the new tool and the experience that we have had in Haiti, but also in other countries in the world, whereby the number of cases have reduced when that measure has been implemented. So we hope that proposition and that innovation would make the donor will contribute to that campaign.
The vaccine is really important, but it's not the only solutions. What else is WHO focused on to beat back cholera?
WHO support is to ensure that we are implementing the national plan. So that's a plan that has been developed over 10 years. The plan is from 2012 to 2022. And that plan has basically four components. And so the critical one is obviously is surveillance. So this means to identify every single case of cholera into the country. That surveillance allows to do the second component, which is responding to emergency. So it means every time that you have an alert in a country, every time that you know the case of cholera, you send a response team. That response team so is composed by physicians, but also by health promoter, by water and sanitation person, hygienist, and nurses. So the third one is the component of vaccine and chlorinated water chlorinated at home. So that set of measures is for control and prevention, as we call it. And the last of the component, but certainly not the least, is the most expensive one, which is water and sanitation. So this means to ensure that every day a larger number of people have access to water into the country.